Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address a day-long post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It will focus on agricultural growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. The event will also be joined by all the union ministers. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will present his views at the event this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will attend the NXT conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the channel News X World will also be launched. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. Prime Minister Modi has lauded the Sufi tradition for carving a unique identity for itself in India. He termed the Sufi tradition as India's shared heritage and praised its saints for their pluralistic message. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Jahan-e-Khusro musical festival commemorating the legacy of famous Sufi poet and scholar Amir Khusro at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi last evening. He appreciated Jahan-e-Khusro, saying that events like these are important for the country's culture and art.
ऐसे मौके देश की कला संस्कृति के लिए तो जरूरी होते ही हैं। इनमें सुकून भी मिलता है। जहान-ए-खुसरो का ये सिलसिला अपने 25 साल भी पूरे कर रहा। इन 25 वर्षों में इस आयोजन का लोगों के जहन में जगह बना लेना ये अपने आप में इसकी सबसे बड़ी कामयाबी है।
The Prime Minister also extended his greetings to the entire nation on the occasion of Ramzan, which is about to begin. The Grand Sufi Music Festival will continue till tomorrow. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Mumbai in Maharashtra today. During the visit, the Vice President will be the chief guest at a ceremony marking 75 years of KPB Hinduja College of Commerce in Mumbai. In Uttarakhand, 32 of the trapped workers have been rescued from a massive avalanche that occurred yesterday near Mana village in Chamoli district. Talking to Akashvani News, BRO Commander Ankur Mahajan said teams of ITBP, Army, BRO, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in search operation to rescue the remaining workers. However, bad weather is hindering the efforts. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and assured all possible support. Talks between the US and Ukraine to sign a deal on rare earth minerals and security guarantees have collapsed after a heated exchange of words between President Donald Trump and President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House in Washington last night. In a fiery public confrontation in the presence of international media, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance accused President Zelensky of risking millions of lives and warning that his actions might lead to the Third World War. They also criticized him for not being grateful enough for U.S. support in Ukraine's war with Russia. President Trump said the Ukrainian president harbors a kind of hatred for Russian President Vladimir Putin that makes it tough for him to get a deal.
I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing.
Later, Mr. Zelensky abruptly left the White House without signing a crucial minerals agreement with the U.S. A scheduled joint news conference of the two leaders was also cancelled after the meeting. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, Australia have qualified for the semi-finals after the crucial Group B match against Afghanistan at Lahore in Pakistan was washed out due to rain. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets in Bengaluru last night. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his partner Alexei Popperin of Australia have advanced to the men's doubles final of the Dubai Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.